Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, beautiful, amazing people that I love. Welcome to Sunday Conscious Creation. Glad to have you back. What a week, huh? What a week. Lots of, boy, do I have some stuff for you. First of all, let's get the announcements out of the way. Our webinar on the limitations of religion is this Wednesday night. If you are planning to attend, I am asking you to sign up before the last minute because there are questions I will be sending out that will aid you in getting a lot more out of this webinar. This Wednesday from 6 to 8 Pacific time, this is a powerful one, guys. So I hope to see you there. Creation Station has been posted June 23rd, 24th, 25th. We have it live in my home, 2.5-day training. And this year it will be a training of all my work, how to do it, how to promote it, how to get it out there as a healer, and of course, always, always Creation Station Weekend is a weekend of expansion and bringing in new information. There is, like I said, live in our home, and we also have it available virtually. And many people have told me that the virtual experience is just like being here. We do a class A job at involving you and allowing you to participate. So it's kind of like being here. Don't get to go out and have a fabulous dinner with us on Saturday night, or all the little luncheons that Tamor creates in between. It's just a great weekend, guys. So if you are inclined to sign up, do it sooner than later because it goes pretty fast. Okay, here we go. One of the shows that I did for someone else this week, there was a through line in there of people who did not want to use Western medicine. And it comes up on our show also. But it was clear that the channel wanted me to address this with those people. I mean, one beautiful woman, the channel actually said, "You're not going to get over this unless you take antibiotics." Well, I'm not doing any kind of Western medicine. Okay, so there were two or three or four callers around that subject. So finally, I just stopped and said, okay, let's ask why we're in so much resistance to Western medicine. Number one was there's so much misinformation and conspiracy theories on Western medicine. That was number one that came in. We can see that with the vaccines. Let me just ask you something. When you were little, are you glad your parents got you the polio vaccine, or would you rather have lived in an iron lung? This is all new modern pushback against stuff like this. Yes, if you absolutely know that you can heal yourself, you can. And most of us are working on really knowing that right now. Number two, the reason we are in fear or pushback of Western medicine is we will not know that we are the creators of our own health because we're taking medicine. But guys, you're taking medicine, whether it's homeopathic, naturopathic, herbs, it's all stuff that you are helping yourself heal with outside of your own body and mind. So I invite you to look at where you're at on this subject. And you're absolutely the highest God of you. You will know your own truth. And that's what the channel. Oh, wait. There's more. Hold on. I'm going to a core belief. Well, could have done this before the show. This page here. Oh. Okay, well, this is interesting. They're taking me to God betrays me, I betray me. Now, if we're the God of us, and we are, whenever we betray ourselves, we betray the God that we are, because we are the God of us. Okay. Is that the right question? We're betraying ourselves by taking Western medicine? No. By not taking Western medicine? No. Okay, so my highest question is, how are we betraying ourselves around this? Sheets. I'm going to a play. And I'm going to... okay. The highest thing we're going to is, it's not possible to heal myself without medication of some kind, any kind. That's the belief we are betraying ourselves with. So we all come forward today to absolutely claim, I know that I am the power of the God of me that creates perfect health in mind, body, and spirit. This lifetime, past lives, future lives, and anywhere my energy exists at any time. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Now, we just balanced it. Now, our job is to continually remind our brains to default to that knowing. Okay, the second big thing I wanted to bring to you today is during a private, I got information that the channel has touched on here and there, but literally, they said that the reason this person was going through what they were going through is because they kept going in and out of other portals. Now, that's another way of saying going in and out of other lifetimes. So that creates us repeating patterns in our lives. When we go back and forth to, and again, other past, present, and future lifetimes, because you know you exist in a lot of places. So it creates us repeating patterns, which doesn't allow us to know that we are God, which creates, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me by leaving this plane and creating on this plane, which leads to, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. This kind of blew me away, that we keep, and again, this information just came in. I'm only giving you what I have so far. But this always happens. As soon as I announce Creation Station, new expanded stuff starts coming in. So we travel between lifetimes to remember what we have learned and been through so that we can understand and own our creation. But going in and out of these portals is affecting us physically because it's hard on our body energy. It's affecting us mentally, especially, and this was interesting to me, in focus. Focus is up for every single person I'm working with right now, including myself. You know, people go, oh my God, I'm forgetting words. It's because our brain can only focus on so many places. And so we lose focus in the moment we're in. And the third thing is it's affecting our trust in ourselves and our creation process because we don't stay in this moment, in this lifetime, in this embodiment, and work with ourselves here to know that we are the God of us. So I'm sure that will be expanded upon. That's the most complete understanding I have right now of what these portals are about. Okay, if you're new to the show and you want to speak with the channel, press 1. Do not press it again if you've already pressed it because I will lose your hand. And I can go to the callers. Yes, I can. All righty, Jessica in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
Thank you. Hey, I was wondering what you're picking up about this guy, John, who I am renting from now. It's just a short-term lease. I'm only here for 2 more weeks, but his energy is so weird, and more so I'm wondering what the connection is between us two as far as, like, maybe past life or, I don't know, something. It's just weird.
Well, it's about trust. Trust and judgment. So the channel is inviting you to ask yourself why you're judging him. What is it about
like him?
Well, why though? What's that based on?
He's just very shady. He's very shady. He like kind of lies about things, like little white lies.
Okay. When I say he's dangerous, I get a no. Are you in fear that he's dangerous to you?
No, I just don't like that he, like, sort of hides things for no reason. Like, there's just a lot of mystery around him. And also, I thought I was going to be here for 6 more months, and he's, like, proposing to raise the rent and all of this stuff, and I'm not doing it, so I'm going to move.
Yeah.
Irritated me.
Yeah, moving is your highest choice, but when I say because of him, I get a no. So the greatest thing that you can give yourself, Jessica, out of this experience, well, see, they're saying this is a portal thing. So you're going back, you're going in and out of lives here where you couldn't trust people. And that's, he's really bringing that up for you. So you don't want to live your life not being able to trust people. You want to magnetize to you, and this is what you want to be conscious about in your direction of energy. You want to magnetize people who are trustworthy and above board and honest with you and with the world. That's the gift that comes out of this. So, in other words, don't focus on him, because that's going to take you away from your self-creation, okay? And that's the gift mm-hmm. he's bringing you to say, hey, wake up, Jessica. You need to trust people more. You need to bring people toward you that represent trust and honor.
Do you see okay. what I'm bringing to him? Because I feel like I'm bringing a lot, but I don't think he recognizes any of it.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Well,
see,
yeah.
You keep going to him. What's wrong with him? And as long as we focus on what's wrong with him, we don't create ourselves. Is there anything
yeah.
about him we should be going to or looking at or asking about? I get a no. It's all about you, baby. Okay?
Yeah. That's a pattern that I have, that in order to kind of close something down, I need to sort of figure out what was I bringing them. It's like a value thing.
What you're bringing him is, I'm sorry, if you're not trustworthy and you're not above board and you're not honorable, people will not stay and support you. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. You bet. Okay. Andrew, where the hell have you been? Hi, baby.
Oh, my God. I have such wonderful news. I'm off to Switzerland next month. Since having my car accident, and I'm so excited, and I cannot wait to see my mom and relatives and be in the hills and get lots of love and healing.
Awesome.
That's one thing.
Oh, did I lose you? Okay.
Can you hear me? You didn't lose me.
Can.
I stopped because I thought you wanted to say something.
I said awesome. So what else?
Well, I had an epiphany this past week, and because you keep talking about like self healing, and I remembered this treatment that I had over a decade ago, and so I'm looking at getting to do that to help me with my post concussion headaches, because I've still been dealing with it, and chiropractor just but is not actually properly helping. And
can
this
you,
one will actually
can
get
you find
more.
An osteopath, Andrew?
I have an osteopath that I went to, and he helped with my right shoulder. And this other team is called Atlas.
You didn't specifically ask him about your headaches, did you?
Yeah, I mentioned about the post-concussion headaches because he'd been doing a little bit of craniosacral work. I just haven't gone back to him. But
I get he can help you. I get he can help you. What else? What else did you want to know about? You started to mention something.
Well, okay, I've been mulling over because for the past couple of decades, I've been working from going from working in black and white to adding in color. You know, like the movie Pleasantville, where they started in black
yes.
and white and all of a sudden color came into life. And, you know, because I've been realizing that life isn't all just black and white. It's even when it comes to, like, our acting work. It's like when you see the script, there's more than just the words that we see on a script. And I'm wondering what it is, like, if there's anything that the channel can address that, you know, with this concept that might be enlightening.
Well, yeah, you're making things black and white so that you can compartmentalize things easier. But by compartmentalizing them, it isn't allowing you the breadth, the depth, and the expansion that you could be experiencing. And it's also not allowing you to trust the universe and what it's bringing into you. Because you have to have control. You have to put it in a column. How do you put a butterfly and the beauty of a butterfly and the grace of a butterfly in a black and white column? So the more you open up, and literally those are your words, I choose and direct myself to see the world in bright, vivid, beautiful color. You've already started to do it, Andrew. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I am. But I notice that sometimes it steps back a bit, and I pull myself out of it to move forward. Okay, not black and white. Enjoy the around.
Okay, so why
so
are you
speak.
In fear of color? That's the question we want to ask. Sheets, but give me a song, any song that pops in.
Wonderful. I think that's a song. I can't remember. I'm just like, the wonderful just came
okay.
into my mind. I just was like.
Okay. So basically the channel saying you're in fear if things become too wonderful. You're in fear of getting everything you want. You're in fear of living out loud and in color, primarily because people take it away. And I'm going to your mom around 3 years old. So do you remember
okay.
being told, Andrew, you're too loud. Andrew, calm down. Andrew, go sit down and be quiet for a while.
Well, it was around that time was when I got glasses for the very first time. I used to, and I don't know if it has, I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but there was a railing that I used to walk on, and I was fearless. Then when I got my glasses, because of the height, I was turned into a scaredy cat.
Okay, well, let me put that together for you. So what do glasses help you do? See more clearly. They help you see everything more clearly. So when I see everything more clearly, I'm in fear of falling. All righty.
Yeah.
You see how
wonderful.
We got to that?
Thank you so much.
Yep. So when I see everything clearly and in color, I soar and I'm steady. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Happy
Thank
Sunday.
You. Beautiful. You too. Wow, that was cool. Jereen in South Dakota. Hi, babe. You're on.
Hi, I've got two questions. We've been working on, you know, taking our accountant's advice about being an S corp, but we think in our hearts we want to stay an LLC. So I was just going to get some guidance there.
Okay, what's the fear of being an S corp?
Probably what other people tell you is that they'll be in your bank account, they'll know how much money. It's an IRS now.
Oh my God, I've been an S corp for 40 years now, Jereen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, sweetheart.
Yes, it's fear.
Okay. Yeah, it's all fear of the man. Could you please direct what you want?
Okay.
Well, what do you
That's
want?
What I want.
You tell me what you want.
To pay in federal income tax. That's usually why you sign up for an S corp. That's what the accountants say in tax planners, to pay less. But that's one way you would pay less in federal income tax.
And isn't that what you want, as long as you're being honest?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I am not an accountant. I can tell you that I feel that I have the best CPA, the best investment mm-hmm. broker, and the best lawyer that helped me incorporate. And they mm-hmm. all advised me to become an S corp.
Mm.
Okay. Next question.
Next question is, my husband got pretty upset over all this. He packed his bags and left.
He what?
Packed his bags and left. So
over whether you're going to be an S corp?
Yeah, that's part of it, and other investments, and then he wanted to call me a pig. It was not good. It got personal. So he packed his bags and left.
Okay, Jereen, people don't leave a relationship because of stuff like this.
Yeah.
So this must have been going on for quite some time. About other stuff.
Okay.
Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's figure out what the highest question is here.
Okay.
Well, you know, I bring everything that the channel says in with love. You know that.
Yeah.
He wanted to leave.
Okay.
Okay. Do you know why? Why did he want to leave the relationship?
Well, he would say he thinks it's because I'm messy. He wants to always blame it on me, but I think it's his stuff. I mean, I'm willing to look at my stuff.
That's a true statement. And it's also a true statement that he's not. So when you're in a relationship and someone in that relationship becomes more aware, more present, more willing to take responsibility, it pushes the other person's buttons. So let me ask you this. What do you do if he doesn't come back?
Divide what we have, and I'm able to stay in the house, and, you know, I still have a job.
Okay.
It's me that becomes more responsible, or was it him that, I kind of missed that, becomes more willing to take responsibility?
You.
And pushes, me, and then I pushed his buttons. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, got it.
Are you ready to go separate ways? I don't want you to answer that out of reaction and fear. I want you to go to your heart, not your head.
Yeah, no.
Well, the channel is saying you know that this has been coming for a while.
Okay.
Is that true or not?
Yes, he has said that, and he's threatened it. But again, I've said to myself, well, I've heard this 100 times before, and you know, he becomes reactive and emotional, and then he comes back to his sanity. You know, he comes back to sanity, and you know, then I'm the best thing that ever happened to him.
Okay, so let's ask why he becomes reactionary and emotional, Sheets. But give me a song, any song that pops in.
To the Rain, Dance, Dance.
Yeah, see, you're moving towards your freedom.
Okay.
You're moving towards your joy and your happiness. You're opening all that up, and that scares the shit out of him, honey.
Okay.
What does his dad have to do with telling him he can't be happy?
Just all that unworthy, you know,
yeah,
physical abuse.
And if you're unworthy, if you're told you're unworthy and you can't have what you want, the more you move into your freedom and joy, the more he gets threatened, because his little boy's going, no, no, you can't have that. You can't have that.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So maybe that will help
it.
You talk to him if you understand where he's coming from. Okay?
Yep. I got it.
All right, sweetheart. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
No, putting my arms around you, Doreen. All right, let's see. Iris, what's up, dude?
Hey, Dean, my question is right on topic.
Shocker!
I know. I have good timing. So recently, like a few days ago, I just got my diagnosis, my formal diagnosis for ADHD. And I'm considering whether or not to incorporate the medication into treatment or to just go with, like, natural treatment stuff.
Okay, the first thing that came in is, please don't label yourself.
Okay.
You know, when you say, I am a person who has, that is a direction to your energy. So, what exactly is ADHD?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Okay. It has to do with difficulty with executive function, like making decisions, focusing, prioritizing.
Focus. Shocker.
Working memory.
Yeah.
Working memory is a big one.
This is a portal thing, Iris.
Oh.
That we, so when I say you have been directing yourself to be the positive opposite of all that, I get a big no. I am decisive. I am focused. I am whatever all those freaking attributes of ADHD are that you just mentioned. I want you to start working with yourself and directing yourself toward the opposite positives, okay? If you do that, and when you do that consistently, you will be able to manage this naturally. If you don't, you will need the medication. Highest, most correct, most complete. Now, I would think that would be a really good piece of information to get. What's with the?
I just feels like a lot right now. to redirect all of it. It feels like a lot of work.
Well, it's not a lot of work. Guys,
okay.
Creating your life is the easiest thing you can do. You get up every day, start by making a written list. You go to your love place. You go, today, this is my intention in creating myself. I am, and it all feels like love. That's my direction to my energy in this day. Okay, universe, create it with me. Takes you maybe 5 minutes. Why do you all want to hold on? Okay, they're correcting me. Why do many of you want to hold on to it's hard? Life becomes hard when you don't do it. I'll give you a good example. So I have to have this little minor surgery on my eye. They said, yeah, it's not a big deal, but, you know, you're not going to be able to be on camera for 3 weeks because you'll be bruised. Well, that's a long time. You know, that's January and February that I'm out of commission. So I started to go in reaction. I went, yep, well, that's not going to get me what I want. What do I want? I want money to come to me any way and every way it can from any place it wants to come from. I want passive income. I'd love to do a commercial, you know, before the surgery, because that would mean I have money coming in, you know, soon. That's what I want, universe. Come on, create it with me. I know we can do it. Let's do it. I'm not kidding. 2 days after I did that, I went to my SAG-AFTRA residuals. All these late back residuals from a show I did had come in to the tune of $15,000.
Wow.
Which is more than enough to get me through easily the time I'm going to be down. But you got to ask. How long did that take me? 5 minutes. And I've got to call back for a commercial.
Congrats.
Well, but you got to do it, Iris. Come on. Well, you know
it
works.
Then I want to ask, what's the best natural stuff I can help turn to in this transition period as I'm redirecting my energy? What
you mean medicine?
Like, yeah, like holistic, you know, is it, I don't know, there's lots of stuff out there to help. It's just there's so much. Mushrooms, or is it what?
You don't make that decision on your own. You get a good naturopath or a homeopath to work with you.
Okay. Okay.
And you don't have them at the present moment.
Okay. Yeah,
so
I do, because I do.
Somebody,
I need some
you
support
need to,
right now.
Yeah, you need
the,
to find somebody
I
else.
Do.
Okay.
Right.
And again, the most important thing in our health is to know we're the God of us that creates it, and to literally direct what we want every morning. Feeling love around it, and asking the universe to partner with us, and then trust. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. You bet. That was a lesson for every single person that is listening and anybody that will ever listen. Nancy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
Okay, I'm beyond excellent.
Good. Kind of my night and day from the last time I talked to you.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, I connected with a guy with his micro daily nutrients, and it's a balanced system, microdaily.com, and
okay,
I'm like,
well,
totally.
Nancy, I'm telling you what the channel said again.
Uh-oh.
That you need to check with a medical doctor about medication to balance that chemical.
You don't think this will do it? You don't think this will do it?
Don't ask me. I just asked the channel. The channel says it can help, and they still say you need to see a medical doctor. So
okay.
That's the information. So what's your other question now, darling?
Well, at the very beginning, you mentioned one of your core beliefs, which I realize is your false core beliefs about God betrayed us, and we're in that image, so we betrayed us. Isn't that how you read it? The bigger
No.
God betrayed us?
No.
Can you repeat
That's
not
that
at one,
all.
Please?
Yes. If I betray me with limiting thoughts, fears that I don't address, false belief systems, since I am the God of me on this plane, the God of me has to betray me also.
Well, that's not how you said it at the beginning.
That's exactly
that misled me.
What I said, Nance. That's exactly how I always explain it, because that's the only explanation there is for it. The more we come forward for ourselves in love and positivity and positive direction, the more the God of us can step forward to create with us.
Well, I understand the explanation, but can you please repeat the exact core belief that you read? Because that's an explanation.
Core belief,
of it.
As it's written, is, hold on, I got to find it. I betray me, God betrays me. Look, guys.
Well, I heard the opposite. I heard God betrays us and we then betray ourselves.
Same thing.
Not if you talk about the big God. We're gods,
yes,
but we're not the big God.
It is the same thing.
You
we're
think you created
all
the universe?
One energy. Absolutely. I think we all created the universe.
Well, I wasn't conscious of it. Thank
well,
you, Nancy.
I don't think any of us have been conscious of it, because we have been taught to limit ourselves and think of ourselves smaller than. And that
well, I believe
is
we're
thought,
gods. I believe we're gods. We're
Nancy,
created in the image of what.
That's a thought. If we think we are smaller than, that is a thought that betrays the greatness of who we are.
I understand that.
So
and
when I go
big,
for my walks, I go, wow, God, for this beautiful day. Thank you, Dee, for this beautiful day. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
That's your answer, baby. Got to move on. I love you. You got your answer, okay? All right. Barbara in Arizona, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, darling.
My life is shifting again, and...
Well, that's a constant, babe.
Right. I guess I'm... What is the
What's
highest question I can answer for myself?
Yeah.
I don't have a home as of the 31st of this month, and I'm going to be staying in a hotel or in my car. And what...
Okay, when
what
I
is,
say you have directed that you have a safe, beautiful place to live, that the universe is working with you to create that, it goes right to no. You're focused on what you don't have and the fear of not having it, and you're not directing what you want. Do you understand? I am creating now a safe, beautiful, temporary or permanent place for me to live. That feels like a lot of love to me. I know that I am the creation of me. Come on, universe, let's create this together. And then start looking at where you can go. Start being proactive. Because if you're just going to sit there where you're at and not take action around where you can go, probably not going to find any place, are you?
I guess my quandary is I split my energy because I'm donating as much stuff as I can to charities and getting down to the smallest I would need to start over. And I guess I'm sitting on hold for an apartment I've been on hold for to come to me and being available. And nobody's moved out in the last year and a half.
Okay, look somewhere else.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. And the other thing the channel said was, you make you the charity you're donating to right now. The universe knows how giving you are, Barbara. You need to give to yourself right now. Otherwise, you won't have to give to others. Again, guys, you've got to take care of yourselves first.
Thank you, Dee and Channel. I need to hear that right now.
Yes. And then your cup is full enough to help others. All right, sweetheart?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We got time for one more quick one. Natalie in France, you're up.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
I had a lot of answers from the questions before me.
Good.
My current issue is with having more money come in. I'm developing my business and I have more people coming in, but I see myself kind of plague when I ask for higher prices or when I set conditions. So I've started working with my inner child about worthiness.
It's all about self-worth, and it goes right back to your mom. What did your mom teach you about how much worth you were? If you wanted to put it in one sentence,
you're not worth much.
Yeah. So if you're not worth much, you can ask just so much, but then you can't go past that. See, that is an old religious teaching.
Okay.
Don't be bigger. God won't love you.
Mm.
That's what we're all going over in the webinar. One of the few things in the webinar on Wednesday. It's time now. It's this Wednesday, yes. It's time now for you to write the story you want. You get to mother you now. You get to tell you what your self-worth is. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah, great.
I mean, you know, I did this amazing, gosh, do I have time? Yeah, I have 2 minutes. I did this panel thing with five other big people in the music industry, acting industry, writing industry. And each time, because we went around and said, okay, well, who's next? You pick who's next, right? And they would pick numbers, and then that person. Every time I was last. And I found, I heard myself go, wow, this is interesting. I'm always last. And the channel said, yes, they save the last for the best. Do you see the entirely opposite perspective that we can choose and must choose in order to break our glass ceiling this year?
Yeah.
Okay. You're worth it, Natalie. You're worth everything you want. God said it itself. I want to give you all the desires of your heart. He didn't add dot, 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 if you're worthy.
Yeah.
Because we are God. We have to be worthy. Okay?
Yep.
All right. Go get him. All right, guys. What an amazing show. Woo! My goodness. Hope to see you all Wednesday for the webinar. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. Woo! I love me even more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.